considering a social marketing campaign promoting syphilis ulcer recognition among men who have sex with men, and this morning I'll present our focus group findings exploring the feasibility of that campaign, and I'd like to thank my co-authors Saraya Hornston and Stu Berman. As background, syphilis rates have been increasing among men who have sex with men, and primary and secondary syphilis in the U.S. has more than doubled among men since the year 2000, while rates among women have been decreasing. Primary syphilis often goes undetected among men who have sex with men, and also among women, presumably because of the location of the lesions. And thirdly, oral sex has been shown to be responsible for 20% or more cases of syphilis among men who have sex with men. So our questions for this study were, could we have a campaign to encourage men who have sex with men to check for ulcers? Would such a campaign be feasible? Would it be a good idea? And finally, if so, how would we do it? We had six focus groups with 43 MSM and then did individual interviews with six MSM and 12 healthcare providers in Washington, D.C., Chicago, and San Diego, and this took place between September and November of last year. This presentation will focus on the reports of the 49 MSM that we studied. They range in age from 25 to 45 and were of various racial ethnic backgrounds. Most of them were pretty highly educated. Over half had a high school degree or a college degree. 80% visited gay bars monthly, 41% circuit parties monthly, and 14% bathhouses. 65% had used the internet to find sex partners, and 43% were infected with HIV. We found from these men that syphilis was not a major concern for them. Only 33% worried about syphilis, as compared to 67% worried about herpes, and 3/4 of them worried about genital warts. What they told us was, I've heard it's making a comeback, and it's almost like an epidemic. So they knew that there was a lot of syphilis, but they weren't worried because, as one said, it's curable. And as another said, I only have safe sex, so it's not a problem. But when he was asked if he used condoms for oral sex, he said no. We found that HIV has become the prototypic STD. What they told us was, I think syphilis is spread by blood-to-blood contact. I don't know what the signs are. I know I don't have it because I've been tested for all that stuff. I get tested every year for everything. And some of the things that they thought they knew that were actually incorrect. I know with syphilis you get a discharge. I'm not sure what else. I think I've heard discharge. Other than that, I wouldn't know what to look for. And it takes a year to cure it. Many of the men did check themselves for ulcers already, but we questioned after hearing their responses really how well they did check themselves. One said, it's not an explicit look, but when I shower, I notice something. When I shower or dry off, I look in the mirror. Another said, I check myself if I see something unusual. Or I check my mouth when I brush my teeth. I'm not sure how you do that. And another said, I would feel it. I wouldn't have to check. And finally, I look, but that doesn't mean I know exactly what I'm looking for. We asked them what they would do if they saw something. One said, if I saw a spot on my hand, no problem. A spot on my penis, that's a big problem. If something's on my mouth, I may wait a day, monitor it, see if it gets bigger, painful, or if it turns red. Now, most of these men had healthcare providers that they saw for their usual healthcare that they weren't all that comfortable talking with about sexual orientation or STDs. But on the other hand, many of them did go to clinics for HIV care or for STDs that had gay-friendly providers, and they were very comfortable with those clinics. We asked them if they checked their partners for ulcers. One said, I definitely look at my partners. I leave the lights on. Always. If they don't want to show me, they must have something to hide, and I don't want to have sex with them. Or, you glance. You're licking it. There's a way you can do it without offending someone. Make it part of sex play. I go up the shaft, make sure it's pre-cum. I check my partner after he falls asleep. That may be a little late. We ask him, what if he has something? I won't do anything, not even with a condom. You have to say something. You couldn't just carry on. I was going down with a guy, and I put my hands up his butt, and I felt bumps, so he stayed away from that area. Afterwards, I said, when I was feeling around there, you might want to go to the doctor. Afterwards, he found out he had warts or something like that. What I say depends on the situation. Either, I don't think I'm feeling this, or I'm too tipsy, or, honey, did you see this? We asked if it was feasible to have an ulcer recognition campaign. And one said 20 years ago, women weren't checking their breasts for cancer, and now it's a big thing. Everyone does it. And one person was talking about squatting over a mirror, and he said he would do that to look for sores in his anal area. And one of the other guys in the folks group said, I was embarrassed about squatting over a mirror, but now that I hear about it, I'm not. And finally, one said, it's kind of like eating right. It sounds all good in theory, but it doesn't mean people are going to do it. We can put up all the guidelines out there, like on a potato chip package, but they're not going to read it. Many of them did think it was a good idea to have an ulcer recognition campaign. One said, I've had HIV for 20 years and I don't know the symptoms of syphilis. That's not good. Another said, it's just part of being a gay man. One said, you do maintenance on your car, why not on your body? Well, what should we do for a syphilis ulcer recognition campaign? They told us, give me information on how you get it. For example, tell me if I could get it with a blowjob. Most of them said that we should show pictures because they didn't know what the ulcers looked like. Others said, use diagrams like they do for the breast self-exam. Give us statistics, especially statistics from here in our neighborhoods. Show statistics on where, or show where syphilis can take you like they do with those meth posters. We had a number of taglines that people suggested. Check yourself before you permanently wreck yourself. Is your first shot worth the next three? Get real with yourself. Don't pretend things don't exist. You need to find out for yourself and for others. Or I do it. It doesn't bother me. Let's get tested together. I'll check you. And finally, look before you swirl. I'm not sure what that means, but it's I like the sound of that.
Yes, I'm sure.
Some ideas for interventions include have pamphlets that you give out at circuit parties, bars, and parks. Have a street float in Boys Town. Put messages on the backs of cash register receipts. Have ads on the internet. They don't always read them, but sometimes they do. Use famous people. They don't have to have syphilis, but they have to be concerned about it. Have airplanes with banners behind. Or develop trailers at the beginning of a porn movie. It shows porn stars checking their bodies for sores. Other ideas include in-your-face campaigns at clubs with posses giving away information with visuals on it. Or syphilis protesters like the abortion protesters who show pictures. Or how about scratch and sniff print material? Or write a book about syphilis and put it on Oprah. This was my favorite. Someone suggested we have a commercial, and there's a bar quarantined with yellow tape in the area, and there are three or five CDC employees kicking in the doors, telling everyone to drop their pants. They rush in to check everyone for ulcers. One of them says, damn it, we're losing them. And then you cut to the next bar where everyone's checking themselves so they can avoid the same scene. And you end with a voiceover, did you remember to check yourself today? Someone saw the campaign around Chicago with the cows that were all painted in different designs and had the suggestion, put big dicks all over town. Someone was familiar with the campaign on the West Coast and said, dress up two people, the good penis and the bad penis. So in conclusion, HIV's become the prototypic STD for most MSM. Many think that an annual blood test will address syphilis, but actually transmission is from lesions that often go unnoticed, and waiting until someone develops a positive lab test may be too late to prevent transmission. Many already do check their bodies, but they don't necessarily know what they're looking for. Many thought an ulcer recognition campaign was feasible, a good idea, and they had many creative suggestions. Maybe there's one or two of which we could actually use. So thank you very much.